Blog Talk Radio.
Give us just a moment, folks. Apparently we're having some technical difficulties.
Hello, Marcus. I wrote a poem about this heat that all us Southerners is having to deal with. I call it, "It's Hot as Balls." I hope you enjoy it. Hey, y'all, it's hot down south, and I mean hot as balls. The sweat is flowing off my body like Niagara Falls. I walk outside in the heat and try to cut my grass, but humidity is so bad, giving me swamp ass. The sun got me burnt up. I'm red as a beet, and I stepped up in an anthill, and they bit me on my feet. I'm feeling dehydrated. My head really hurts, so I drink a lot of Gatorade. Now I got the squirts. Dear baby Jesus, why is it so hot? I used to love this weather. Now I do not. I'm always hot and sweaty. My clothes are always drenched. My mouth is always dry, and my thirst is never quenched. My air's been running nonstop. Electric bills real high. Mosquitoes buzzing in my ear, and gnats are in my eye. I'm tired of all this heat. I'm ready for the fall. Summertime, if you're listening, you can suck my balls. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed my poem. God bless y'all.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And that, dear folks, is our welcome to you and to ourselves to the beginning of our 2 weeks of hell. It is August, and as Ginger Billy just told us, summer, you can suck my balls. there's an even better version on the Facebook page that he has that ends up with him talking about it feels like he's being teabagged by Satan. So for any of you out there, which is the entire world right now, including America, England, China, everywhere else, experiencing record heat waves and droughts, that was for you.
There you go. And welcome to Deviant Legion, ISF, FNS, and we're celebrating or basically complaining about the heat in hell. So we're doing two commentary watches. And this first one is one of Rachel's favorites. So Rachel, why don't you introduce us to what we'll be watching tonight?
I certainly will, and thank you for being excellent to me, sir. Apparently, you took some advice from the first movie. We don't normally do sequels on this show, but in this specific instance, it is one of the perfect picks to begin our 2 weeks of hell with. We're going to actually continue our hell series throughout the month, but the last 2 weeks are going to be going back to school. So, different kind of movie there. Either way, they all involve hell. Today, I decided to go for something a little bit more lighthearted, as I am wont to do on occasion. And we were thinking of all kinds of stuff. Throw an idea.
Yo! So she just got raptured. It happens. Okay, so we were throwing along a lot of ideas. And so what happens is that we were talking about Event Horizon, and we were talking. And I said to her, you know, Rachel, we've got, you know, it's one of your things. You know, it's got to be a choice that it screams Rachel. And so we were thinking, and yep, we came up with this particular film, which, of course, is Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Now, to be honest, I'm not, you know, at the time this was released, I wasn't a huge fan of Bill and Ted, and I actually have never seen this all the way through. I have seen the first film, but I have seen definite definite stuff as far as scenes and things like that. And hopefully she'll be back with us, and we'll start this momentarily. I'm trying to get to her now and find out what's going on. So anyway, Let me just do this for a moment. I'm sorry, folks. We're having slight difficulties, but now we don't anymore because you're back.
I'm
Yay.
Back. Oh, that wasn't actually Blog Talk this time. It was my phone rapturing me, and I'm so sorry about that. I'm back. So I guess we can just get to the point unless we have to do this again later. What are we doing, Carl?
Well, we can do this. I was just saying we were going through it as you started, and we were thinking of Event Horizon. And I said to you, well, it's got to be a real Rachel choice. So we came up
yeah.
with Bill and Ted's Bogus
Bill
Journey.
Ted's
so take it
Bogus
from there.
Journey. Oh, my God, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. And no, this is not because a new Bill and Ted movie just came out. It's one of my favorite depictions of hell I've ever seen in my life. I think it's fucking fantastic. Yes, it's a dumb movie. It's supposed to be. So don't come at me with all that, whoa, nah. So, yeah, we're doing Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey today. That is the second in what is now a trilogy about the effusive and lovable and wonderful Bill and Ted. And fortunately for all of us, I finally found one that was free on Amazon. You just have to skip through the advertisements. It's great. There's one advertisement at the beginning. That's all you got to skip through. Free on Amazon. So definitely a Rachel pick because I try not to spend my money on things.
Exactly. I do too, actually. I do too. So I'm basically right at 000.
I am too. I am up on the double lot. Which we know I'm prone to do, so.
Absolutely.
Again,
so
we're going to do Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey free on Amazon.
Okay, and why don't you give us the countdown, my dear?
All right, well, give me a second because I did skip the ad, but then my Fire Stick went to sleep. So I have to get through the ad real quick again.
That happens.
Still not interested in what they're talking about here. Oh, turns out I could skip the ad. Uh-huh.
There you go.
Good,
you can skip.
Before you watch.
You can hop,
right,
you
cool.
can jump,
chair
dance, whatever you want to do.
Well, frolic in the fields. Anyway. So I'm at double aughts. We're going to do the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. You press the play on the go, not after the go. So... here we proceed.
Start.
Okay, let's start this again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Foul language, sexual content, smoking, and violence.
And lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Oh my.
Back when there was an Orion Pictures. Yes.
Oh, God,
10 more the days.
I always loved seeing that logo.
Yeah, same here.
I'm pretty sure Orion.
For a second, when I first saw
released.
It, I thought it was an Onion Pictures release. And I said, why would they call it Onion? And then I looked and I'm like, oh, Orion.
Now, of course, don't forget that this is an older movie, so there's going to be, like, opening credits and shit.
Josh Ackman,
California.
Yes! I love him!
So there you go. That's establishing that this is a sequel and that whatever they did in the first movie worked. You can't stop the rock, brother.
Yep.
Probably because you can't see him. Sorry.
Now, I always thought when we see these two, right, you know, it's Keanu Reeves and Alec Winter, and I always thought that Alec Winter was the one that seems to be forgotten in a certain way, right?
Oh, he totally is.
You know, he ended
and
up being
like,
a good director, and he directed the Zappa documentary that came out last year, worked with the Zappa Trust.
Oh, wow. So obviously they're trying to establish that they're in the future that Bill and Ted ended up ultimately creating from the first movie. And it's all be excellent to each other, stop being douchebags. Carl, do you remember the days when that looked high-tech?
Yeah, really.
The glasses and everything? Oh, my God. Google Glass much? There he is.
George!
Oh, mine. Yes.
Okay, I like it already.
We care a lot. Sorry, my favorite song. I just can't get over how stupidly fun this movie is. It's just stupidly fun. It's not brain food, it's brain candy.
Kids in the Hall. Brain candy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something bad's happening.
Yep.
Although I have to say, as far as the costuming goes, not my favorite. Did they put these people in fucking craft foam?
Josh Ackland. He was a bad guy in Lethal Weapon 3. And all over the place. Great.
Yep.
South African actor.
Seriously, look at that. That looks like craft foam.
Yeah.
Secret weapons. Bill and Ted.
Well done.
Nice, I know. And the practical effects in this movie are actually pretty great. I mean, they did a good job of programming the robots, at least.
Catch you later, dude.
What is Rufus doing with this creepy, weird guitar? What are they, stormtroopers? They can't hit a guy right in front of them?
Yep, exactly.
And he did not have to go to military school.
Okay, now,
and
the one thing I'm
saying,
yeah, the princess is there. So the one thing I have to say is, yeah. Now, for me, it's always been supporting characters that make these movies. And, of course, we've got George Carlin, but in a little bit, we're going to see William Sadler, and it's the best thing in the world.
Right.
Medieval England. Of what?
A local battle of the bands that gives a $25,000 cash prize and a 2-year record deal and shit? No.
No. Unless it's L.A. No.
They're in San Dimas. So they
are
in California. That's what it said. Yeah, it's San Dimas, California. And you know what I love? You don't normally see this in sequels. Like, they took the princesses with them at the end of the second movie. And typically when you do a sequel, it just starts off on a new story, and if there was a love interest in the last one, it's just completely glossed over. No, the princesses are a major part of this film.
Nice. Pretzels and cheese, dude. I forgot about that. So this is very, very much in the metal band, you know, the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, hair bands. Not my favorite style of music ever.
No. It's not about the music. It's about being excellent to each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who is that? I should know. Oh.
Cool guy, thanks. Yay. Ah, they have a Faith No More poster in the background. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Hal Landon Jr. Okay, it's not who I thought it was. Oh, my God. Some of the people in this.
Yeah, she's not much older than Bill. Or wait, is he Ted? I can't remember.
Shut up, Chad.
Bill. I was right. His stepmom is super hot and not much older than them. I think they might have actually gone to high school with her or been babysat by her at some point.
What's next? Maybe she'll marry you.
Then you'll be your own stepdad.
Well, that's right. It was Ted's.
Probably noticed we haven't given you our gifts yet. Yeah. That's because...
we haven't bought them.
Huh?
No. They haven't given gifts because they don't have them.
Doesn't go where you think it is, initially.
No. And barnacles, algae.
Metaphors, starfish.
You know, so the interesting thing is seeing Keanu at this point. You know, I became a real fan of his with John Wick and a couple of movies he'd done before that. And you know, a real action star in that. But, you know, to see him in this, remember he did other things. I mean, back in this era, I thought he was basically a one-note actor. But he's not.
Yeah. And you and I discussed that earlier in that because, and I completely understand this is a, through no fault of your own, but because you had that, you know, you probably saw him in Dracula, you fucking hated him.
Right.
He
hated
himself for that. Like, hates that role. And I can understand how seeing something like that, you can think that he's kind of a one-note dude. But then he does things like John Wick and weird shit like Bill and Ted. And, I mean, over the years, he has gotten much, much better. I think initially he was picked because he has a certain look and just kind of a certain, like, natural swag.
Yeah.
But... it wasn't because he was the best actor. Now, does that mean he hasn't improved? Absolutely not. He has improved drastically. And yeah, I'm with you on the John Wick stuff.
We're here, dude.
Forever. Yeah, that guy died tragically early.
Yeah, he did.
I think he was 54 when he passed. Our girlfriends are most chaste.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Aww.
Interesting that they're playing evil and good, which is nice. And that makes sense. It's not the first time. I don't know if you ever saw. I don't know if you ever saw "Oh God, You Devil," where Georgia Burns plays both devil and God in it.
No.
You know, but that's an idea.
As just humans and people in general,
oh my God,
we love the. Yes, it is.
It's William Shatner.
We love the idea, though, of people, you know, showing their stripes and then they can do such different things.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what makes this movie great.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? Gotta find him. Touch. I wonder if Shatner got paid for this. Probably had to have. Or maybe they paid whoever owned Star Trek at the time. Which I'm sure
probably.
They did. So, remind me, do they meet each other, you know, different versions
movie,
of themselves
yes.
in the first one?
They do inadvertently
right.
meet themselves. Because they went back a few minutes before. I think it was at the Quickie Mart where the thing keeps landing. Circle K, sorry, not a Quickie Mart.
Right.
But it's a Circle K that they keep landing at in a phone booth. And they meet
mm-hmm.
themselves coming out of the phone booth. Whoa! I got a full-on robot chubby. Robots fucking in the Menti Mall. Robots fucking in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard robots fucking?
No.
Okay. It's a weird song, but that's all it is just talking about different places that robots are having sex.
More considerate towards myself. Said, shut your hole!
Ah, that's California for sure.
Yeah, especially because they're traveling towards the sun in the morning, so you know that they're going east. If they're trying to get anywhere out of California.
Yeah.
I just love the looks on their faces. Yes, wait, Tad. We're fully programmed to do it.
Oh,
So far, I think you're liking it okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, as I said, I have seen clips of this.
He's
when...
kicking his own robot in the ass. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is not how you talk a loogie. Oh my god.
No.
I mean, it was a cute enough car, but whatever.
Yeah. Oh, well, Porsche. My brother had a Porsche. He loved it.
Oh, I'm sure driving it would be great.
Oh, yeah. Never drove it, but ridden it a couple times. He was also a motorcycle guy, too. We talked about that, Stephen and I, when we did the motorcycle series over on Stephen's group. Notice the absence of color here. That's a nice touch.
Yeah. No, I love that, but I'm it's been a few years since I've seen it, but I'm real familiar with this movie. It's dead us, dude.
There he is.
Yes, he is. My favorite, guys. He's coming up.
Oh, absolutely.
Favorite character in this movie.
Whoa. Who are you?
Now, our death dude is William Sadler, and he is just fantastic in this.
He's the best in this. Oh, and can I just say, from a fashion standpoint, that's the big problem with wearing black lipstick. It wears off on the inside part of your lip and makes you look like a dummy, unless your mouth is closed like that.
Okay, I like it.
Better from here.
Oh, yeah.
metal. Okay, not the best effects there, but still good for early 90s. Just saying.
Yeah. One and three. Okay.
I hear you.
Oh, I know that guy. I'm not sure what his name is, but I know the. I know a couple of these.
There's a lot of them in these movies. I bet the third one's going to be even, like, fuller. Oh, nice.
Okay. I'm liking it.
I love this guy, by the way.
Okay.
I totally possessed my dad. Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, I told you, it's dumb as hell.
Yeah, so it is.
I'm sorry, it's so dumb, but I love it.
Arthur. So, here's a question for you. What is the best seance sequence you've ever seen in a movie? Just off the top of your head. If you can't think of one, that's fine.
Well, I mean, obviously, Beetlejuice.
Okay. The one I would say, and it really, pardon me, it really is creepy, is the one with George C. Scott. Damn it. Now I can't remember the movie. Okay, this is...
And we could totally see down his shirt.
Oh, it's the Changeling. The Changeling. The one in the Changeling is just fucking freaky.
Well, you said best. You didn't say scariest or creepiest or anything like that. So,
but to me, that's the best one I've seen, too. I just think it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, yeah. No, I totally have to go with Beetlejuice, though, because, I mean, there's technically like two seances in that movie. Well, there's a haunting and then there's a seance.
Mm-hmm. I just said the happy face going down. Okay. Directly from Warner Brothers cartoons, yeah.
I was going to say. I think that's kind of why some of this is so hilarious, is because it is very Warner Brothers, but without the comic violence. Just stuff like this, like the gags. That was a tank of mineral. But okay,
I don't
whatever.
Know.
Can we do it again? Yeah,
okay,
the portal
so
to hell was fun.
There's
for
a
them.
Reason that this is chosen, so I guess we are in hell now?
Yes. We got totally lied to by our album covers, man.
Sorry.
Son of the devil.
Megadeth collection.
But dude, we're already dead. Oh, well then they're yours, dude. Thanks, dude.
Uh-oh.
And to be honest, as far as movies with depictions of hell in them, this one actually seems pretty fucking good. I mean, really. And weirdly enough, this is a very Beetlejuice throwback.
Yeah.
With the weird asymmetrical windows and architecture and stuff, and them going down the hallway full of crazy doors and stuff. Yes, 100% Beetlejuice. No way.
You win.
Silky Boys. Now, I haven't heard that one before.
Silk comes from the butts of Chinese worms. I mean, how is this not fucking hilarious, Carl? Still on mute? Carl?
Yes, I'm still here. Again, I haven't seen this, so I'm so delighted. Little Keanu.
And looks just fucking like him, too.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, we got little Bill, Alex, whatever. Again, who did the casting on this? Did a fucking great job.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it was in the first movie that they mentioned that he's got a weird thing against his grandma. Granny S. Preston Esquire. And I do need to apologize for the residual cough I have from all the medication.
I'm thinking that might be a guy in drag, perhaps, with makeup. I'm checking.
I think so, too. You going to check for me, or do I need to check?
Yeah, I'm checking. I got it here. Oh!
Non-heinous. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, probably need to mention that this was at a point in time where fag was used as an insult. It's not something that I appreciated. I never used that slur, but it was not considered a slur at this point. It was
By the way, that's Brendan
asked.
Ryan and William Thorne as young Ted and young Bill.
That's what?
Brendan Ryan is young Ted and William Thorne is young Bill.
Okay. Well, they need some absolute credit because they're cute as hell and awesome. Instead of pay the Reaper, they have to play the Reaper. Ha ha. It's the little thing. This is one of the best scenes in movie history, by the way. Ever.
Okay.
Just this whole thing. With them playing against the Reaper.
Fish.
Battleship.
Battleship.
Look, they're 4-4. I love that table, too.
Oh, that's a great table.
It's a great game, too, actually. Surprisingly, Battleship stands the test.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody ever goes for J7.
Yes, way.
His eyes were so beautiful.
William Sadler ended up being on one of my favorite TV shows that only ran 2 episodes, and then it was canceled, but then they released the whole first season, and that's Wonderfalls, and he plays the father in that. Love him as an actor. Oh, these! My dad and I had these.
What are these?
Twister.
Yeah.
We can now go and save the babes. I heard that. I love that he has bare feet. Are we in heaven? Bad CGI, but I don't care.
I mean, I'm sorry, but how is this just not like cotton candy for your brain, man?
Oh, it is.
And sometimes we have to have those, but I do generally prefer them to be like this, more fluffy and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just going to follow them.
He's going to rush it after him. Sadler is so good at this.
Okay.
Blazing Saddles. Oh, boys, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that was a squeaky laugh. I'm sorry.
Okay. I know who this is, our gatekeeper. I want to see if you know who it is.
Let me look at him.
Musical guy. He and Ry Cooder started Rising Suns back in 1963.
Who's this?
It is Taj Mahal.
Ah.
And it's Taj Mahal.
Nice.
No.
I know some of my picks are fucking off the wall, and this is definitely one of them, but it's 100% worth it. Because it's stupid in all the right ways.
Yeah. It's actually very sweet-natured.
That's the best thing about Bill and Ted movies, is they're so genuinely sweet.
Okay.
That's why they're the heroes, even though they're...
Yep.
Yeah, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, the movie we did last a couple days ago, way, way back, it was on
yeah.
the list of the 11 most underrated coming-of-age movies and was number one.
Yeah.
Thought you might.
This lovely lady is Grim Reaper.
Oh. You knew that was that.
What? Cool. Good sleep, God. How is this not legitimately, like, one of the realest just California dude movies you could ever see?
Yeah.
And probably that's one of my favorite conversations with God that somebody's had in a movie.
Yeah.
Other than the one from The Adventures with Mark Twain.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Does this not remind you of the headless guy from Ghost?
Yeah.
Oh, agreed, dude. I do hate the robot versions of them.
Yes.
Does anybody else just fucking love the fact that the Grim Reaper is their third wheel?
Yeah.
Did you assume the most brilliant scientist in the universe would be a human?
Sorry.
Bad one.
Wonderful.
Oh, my God. They never released that film, by the way, because Jackie Gleason was both the bandit and Smokey, and no one could figure out what the fuck was going on.
Makes sense.
Okay, this is a little weird. I didn't expect this.
Maybe this. Bleep.
You're back.
Of course, which may or may not be a movie. We're back. May or may not be a movie that we have to do for one of our watches here soon.
Dinner's over. Where did you guys okay?
I wonder when Sadler read this script and he knew it was going to be, he was auditioning, you got to want to play this role. You have to want to play this role.
Seriously. Oh, he's the best character in the movie. The whole movie. He is the best character. And like you mentioned earlier, it is about the supporting cast in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Villains that are great, but they're kind of a one-trick pony. It's the It's the rest of the cast and how they react to them that's so great.
Yeah, this is definitely, you know, turn off your brain. No question about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want to know who did the creatures for this because they look very similar to the Skeksis in Dark Crystal.
sketches.
Yeah, but they're nice sketches.
Well, yeah. I said they look like it, though. That's why I'm wondering who did the Muppeteering and design for that. How do people even faint like that? And a payphone in the middle of a store.
Yeah.
I was just saying that. Payphone in the middle of a store, too. And it's one of those double ones. You never saw that. They're in fancy California.
That's Master Plus. Nice.
The other me is a dick. What are they doing? Creepy. That's just the noises, I imagine.
Nice.
I'm so jealous of how well he was able to crack himself.
Yeah. Look at Sadler. It's wonderful. It's wonderful change of. It's so fucking great.
Okay, you got me the way back. I am gifting you Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted is a gift to the world. Okay. Gotta fucking weld his mask all of a sudden. I love it.
Like, what the fuck?
Aw, I like Good Robot Bill, even though he has a colander for a hat. He is most excellent right now.
Yep.
Dudes. And
Did anybody?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, did anybody notice? You what?
No, go ahead. I haven't noticed anything yet. Tell me.
That they were creepily close to get, not creepy because I don't think that's creepy, but I think they were implying that those two dudes were possibly closeted.
Okay. Primus, yeah.
Winona had a big brown beaver.
And a lot more than that. Trey Anastasio is fucking great.
My name is Mud.
Oysterhead.
Jerry was a race car driver.
Yep, I made the week.
I made the week. Plus, you've got an absolutely huge Martian butt. Reaping burns a lot of calories, okay? God, she needs to get a better wig. Jesus Christ. Love you, lady. You look fucking great, but get a better wig. Seriously.
Well, the whole thing about the big hair that time.
Well, yeah, no, I get that, but because of the big hair and she had to use so much product to get it styled up like that, you can definitely tell it's fake hair. That's what I'm saying. You can have a wig exactly like that, but you need to get some yaki hair or you need to get some human hair. Whatever she had looked like it was straight fucking plastic. It probably was. And I mean, if they don't win the Battle of the Bands after this fantastic show, we know it's fucking rigged. And kudos to you, good human usses. It's just so sweet. I mean, like, legitimately sweet. Uh-oh. There is a thing. Ooh, did yours just get really blurry for a second, Carl?
No.
Okay. Maybe it was just me.
Okay, we got Josh Ackland.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He didn't know. Why is he on different cameras on every channel? So here we go. What's about to fucking happen?
That's beautiful.
Just, I told you I was going to have my inhaler. Fuck him, Dano. Oh, my God.
By the way, that's Pam Grier, if you haven't realized.
I know it is. Future lady. Yes. Gym teacher, that explains the rage. Can I just say what happens next is so lovely to me. From
Is that Billy Gibbons?
CeCe?
Yeah, that's Billy Gibbons right there. That's what I was trying to say. I'll tell you my story about Billy Gibbons one day. And yes, it's an upright bass. Fucking upright bass, and I love it.
Sadly.
Right here in San Dimas.
Playing the chicken.
I think that was the dude from Big Trouble in Little China.
No, it's not. But I can see why you say so.
Reaper Rap, New Planetary Craze, Super Fun Stallions Tour, crop increase 30%. Yeah, there you have it.
Okay, this was definitely fun.
Yes. Bill and Ted Tour Mideast, peace achieved.
But I got to say, some person makes this film.
Stallions use world nuclear arsenal to fuel amplifiers.
Air guitar
found to eliminate smog. Reaper wins Indy 500. I didn't know I could run that fast.
I'm sorry, but Sadler makes this film without a fucking doubt. Without Sadler, it'd be fun, but with Sadler, it's a fucking blast. Oh, Kevin Yeager is the creatures, okay.
Yes. Dude, okay, so I know it's a dumbass movie, but was that not a great dumbass movie?
Oh, absolutely. And that's right up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we've talked about this. You like smart, dumb movies. I do, too.
Yes, yes. I like the intelligent, dumb movies. And Bill and Ted, even though they act like a bunch of surfer boy idiots, I mean, look at their language. They use it appropriately, and they've been using them $5 words, so I'm just saying. They're not complete idiots. They just like being dumb and having fun.
Kristen Kirkland lipstick scandal. Nice.
That is Bill and Ted's bogus journey here, and can you not see how it's even better than the first one?
Yeah.
I mean, 100% no lie. The first one's great, too, but that one is amazing.
Yeah, this
and again,
is,
one
this
of the
is one where I give it to the you know, there are very few, films, follow-up films, that are better than the first, you know, but this is, you know, this is a great sequel.
There's even less that are just as good, maybe, as the first film.
Yeah.
And that one is one that I will say, sorry, again, with the coughing, that one is one that I can say that it takes the best of the first movie and takes it a step further, but also doesn't feel so far removed from the first film that it doesn't even feel like the same movie.
Well,
and
you know, the thing too,
I think
the reason for that, because Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter have such a great sense of the characters, and they are such sweet characters that you have that as the foundation, right? And then you add people like Sadler and that, who just like brings a whole new thing to it, and it's great.
Oh well, yeah, and that's what I love about it. It's actually why I'm really excited about seeing the third movie. I just realized something. I just had a head explosion, Carl, like brain bomb just go off.
Okay.
One of the only other trilogies that I've ever been like excited to see the third movie in, because I don't even like sequels for the most part, but it depends on what it is, also happens to star Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
Oh, I was absolutely desperate. Yes, desperately salivating for the new John Wick movie. Because when it came out, I had never.
They're making a John Wick
4. What was that?
John. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I'm not sure when that.
And it might be. Yeah. No, and I'm desperate to see it because when the new John Wick movie came out, I'd never seen it before. I didn't know what it was about. And my ex-partner actually made me watch it because he rented it from like Redbox or something. No, we looked at it on Amazon, and then we had to go rent the second one from Redbox. And then I was desperate for the third one to come out for like, I don't know, like a year, COVID and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, but I've never been like desperate for the tertiary movie in the series, to be honest. And that just, man, that killed me. And now I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, the other movies that I'm actually really excited to see, the third movie in the franchise is, wow. John,
yeah,
we got Bill and Ted. It's all Keanu Reeves, man. I don't know if it's the movies or just him now. Like I said, head explosion.
Yeah. Well, the third one, Alex Winter is there. I don't know much more than that. And I know it's released now, so I will definitely check out the third one. This was a blast, and I thank you very, very much. And I can say is, if this movie doesn't make you a William Sadler fan, then something is goddamn wrong with you.
Well, yes. All I can say is that it is so good to hear you laugh like that. I love it. I'm glad you liked the movie.
I think it was the perfect pick to start our summer movie festival with.
Yes, and I think at this point we should go into a little bit of housekeeping. Yep, we're doing housekeeping now. So tomorrow, okay, we've got the films of F.W. Murnau, and that's Adam and Catherine Ray Mission. Then on Sunday, we have Rock This Town Radio with TC, and he's doing something called Noah's Rock Boat. I'm not sure what that is. Did you see where TC got a bout of COVID that he has to take care of? So that might be up and going. You know, but we'll see what we have.
I think he'll be good by then. He did say he probably would, but we'll keep that on the you know, we're gonna watch and we'll let you guys know
for sure. Absolutely. Then on Tuesday we have the 9th on the 9th, which Joshua Auger Buckland is gonna be joining us. And Joshua's one of his favorite films. This is the 9th configuration. So we're doing the 9th on the 9th, a commentary watch. I already know that a bunch of people from ISF are really interested in it. So that should be a lot of fun. Now, I'm not sure when this is going to happen. I think it might be Wednesday, but we do have a follow-up, which is my pick for Heat/Hell Month. And it's a science fiction film, British science fiction film from the 1950s. It's called The Day the Earth Caught Fire, directed by Val Guest, and just really, really good, solid science fiction film. And it's about the Earth losing its trajectory and going into the sun. It was maybe not the exact basis for the Twilight Zone episode in the 60s, but it's close. Because it's very, very much the same, but there's a lot more science to it, at least at the time, you know, what they knew. And so that's a good one that we're going to do. We're not set on a date yet, but Craig Ahrens and David Espinoza will be joining us. They're directors and producers. They've got a couple of new films out. And I'm still trying to work with Dan Kramer and a couple other people. And another thing I would say is yesterday we had Joe Badon on. We love Joe. It was a great show. You should check that one out too on Block Talk Radio. You can also check out our Block Talk Deviant Legion, Facebook page or my page or Rachel's page. And of course, they're all on Incredibly Strange Films too, up in the featured section. So please check us all out. So that's housekeeping. Now we started with a little poem, but we're going to end with a song. And I'm going to let Rachel talk about this, because when I first mentioned this, she was not happy, but I think she is now. So what are we going to do for our ending song?
Okay, so my one non-negotiable is AC/DC music. I'm entitled to my feelings and opinions about this band. Please do not spam me with reasons why I need to love these guys. I don't. I have some really interesting stories about them and Billy Gibbs and everything like that, but just not a fan of the music. Anyway, when Carl told me he was going to play one of my absolute least favorite songs from this band, I was like, you don't even know, motherfucker. You do this and I will drive to New York and castrate you. But
I said, go ahead.
That is not the case. I listened to it. You're going to have to tell them.
We're not doing the AC/DC version of Highway to Hell. We are doing a special version of this song by the Heimatdamisch band. And we'll just leave it at that.
And so for our
and
hell
I'll
night.
Go ahead and,
now, I actually was thinking doing My Way to Hell, the movie. But unfortunately, that's not available streaming right now. So I decided, okay, we've got to do this song. But I know Rachel hates AC/DC, so we got to find another version. So here we go. Highway to Hell by the Heimatdamisch Band.
And you guys have a good night.
Living easy, loving free, the season ticket on a one-way ride, asking nothing, leave me be, taking everything and in my stride, don't need reason, don't need rhyme, ain't nothing that I'd rather do, going down, party time, my friends are gonna be there. Highway to hell.
Thank you for being with us.